My beloved brothers and sisters, as I have pondered the social and economic conditions which confront us today, my thoughts have been taken me back to our pioneer heritage. Our people have always been challenged by many and varied hardships which have tried our faith. It has been so from the beginning. During the winter of 1846 and 47, when the Saints were at winter quarters, preparing for their long and difficult crossing of the plains, my grandfather, Heber C. Kimball, for 21 years, a counselor to Brigham Young, was one of those during that winter the Lord declared in a revelation to President Young, "My people must be tried in all things, that they may be prepared to receive the glory that I have for them, even the glory of Zion." And he thought of the chastisement is not worthy of my kingdom. Few miracles in our history exceed that of the establishing of the settlements in the desolate land north of no one else wanted in that part of Missouri, and then making the desert blossom as the rose. Our people not only survived but flourished because of the faith and the faith of their family and their solidarity. Our pioneer character was molded in the crucible of hard work, sacrifice, pulling together with dependence upon the Lord. Now, how well we remember my boyhood years in Arizona. Our living came from the soil. There was little money and seldom enough to go around, where without making us do our way of life. We happened to share. We always shared. We shared the work. We shared the joys and the sorrows. We shared our food and our means. We had genuine concern for one another. Our daily prayers remained with us, reminded us upon the Lord. We prayed and worked and continually for our daily bread. Out of the pioneers' experiences where we worried formed through the strong ties. Now, once again, our resources are being severely strained. But once again, our pioneer heritage has come into play, and we see our way through. Though we have held these welfare sessions over the past many years, we have never held one as at a time that is more important than right now. As we concern ourselves with the basic economic needs of our people, we must go back to the basic principles. I am grateful for the lessons of our pioneer past, in which our people were rich spiritually, even though they had to do without which, with much of this world's goods. Those of us in the world, in the Lord's work, must recognize that work is a spiritual necessity as well as an economic necessity. Our pioneer forebears understood this, just as the pioneers shared what they had with the poor and among them. We must do likewise by the giving of our generous fast offerings, not merely the cost of the meals. Our pioneers' ancestors did not look to government to care for their families. Each one knew that their families were there, and their treasure and their responsibility. They were disappointed. They planned and worked in the way that will permit you to be happy even as you do without certain things that seem to be necessary for affluent living. May have been able live within your means, brethren, and never beyond your means. Where you have a plot of land, however small, plant a garden, staying close to the soil, to good, it's good for the soul. Purchase your essentials wisely and carefully. Strive to save a portion of that which you earn. Do not mistake many wants for basic needs. Teach your children these basic principles in your family councils. Our pioneer forebears used to sing those lyrics about sacrifice brings forth the blessings of heaven. It still does. My brethren and sisters, let us not forget the use of the adversary. Let us be serene and able to meet and love as we live in a world that is unfortunately filled with a increasing crime and violence. Let us remember and keep the Lord's great commandment to love and be good neighbors. Where there are differences or misunderstandings, let us resolve or diminish them. Though kindly, brethren, and genuine concern and regard, we speak not by way of alarm, but by way of gentle counsel. Let us go back to the basics and follow the fundamentals. Thus, we will experience a spiritual resurgence in our living, which will help us in through those tempestuous times. I am grateful for the welfare instructions we received in this session of our conference last night and again. They are timely and worthy, both for attention and our action. May the Lord bless us to use them and then to lead our people in the path that has been marked for us and leaders and by the Lord. I humbly pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.